bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, A Praxis for Preachers. She lives in Oregon, and her preaching is entitled A Warm, Beautiful Quilt.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Then they said to Jesus, John's disciples, like the disciples of the Pharisees, frequently fast and pray, but your disciples eat and drink. Jesus said to them, you cannot make wedding guests fast while the bridegroom is with them, can you? The days will come when the bridegroom will be taken away from them, and then they will fast in those days. He also told them a parable. No one tears a piece from a new garment and sews it on an old garment. Otherwise, the new will be torn, and the piece from the new will not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins and will be spilled, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine must be put into fresh wineskins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires new wine, but says, the old is good. The Gospel of the Lord. I have a beautiful 100-year-old quilt pieced from just a mishmash of scraps, squares and triangles and every kind of straight-sided shape you can dream up, all stitched together by hand. Every single seam is strengthened and decorated with miles of meticulous embroidery, X's or leaves or a variety of geometric patterns. The whole thing looks like a miniature view of acres and acres of farms, each with a little crop made out of a faded bit of cotton or corduroy or flannel, all the fabrics of old farm gear worn beyond repair. I imagine a woman I've never met, my great-grandmother, bent over her stitchery, taking some unsalvageable shirt or pair of pants or other old garment and transforming it into a thing of warmth and beauty. Running my fingers across this quilt, it strikes me that these days I'm feeling a little bit like the old garment in Luke's gospel, worn out, wondering whether I can even be patched. The news cycle these days shines a relentless and necessary light on the sins of communities, governments, of the church, our church. And as people react on social media and after mass and at dinner, I see anger and despair. And the garment of my heart is torn over and over again for them, but especially for those whom we have wronged. God hears their cry. Do we? Everyone, some of my friends are even wondering whether the church is the old garment, no longer worth patching. Maybe we need to move on, lest we lose our connection to God entirely because we've fashioned our institution into an idol that offends and alienates the author of life. So where is the good news? As you read the context of Luke's story, you'll see that Jesus is calling his disciples all through these couple of chapters, and his comments about fasting and garments and wine make the point that proximity to Jesus Christ changes everything. We're eating and drinking and celebrating with the bridegroom. A marriage starts. New relationships are born. We can't just patch up our old ways of thinking with the new. We can't take our religious practices and organizations and make them into idols that we worship instead of God. We hear Jesus. We follow. Everything is transformed. But that transformed view doesn't just mean dumping the old. You notice that Jesus doesn't want the old garment or the old wineskins to be ruined. Rather, his words are part of a long thread, the thread of the prophets from all our Judeo-Christian history, men and women calling us to turn from our idols and follow God. The transformed view means seeing our sin and changing our ways. Knowing what the right thing is and then doing it, even, or especially, when God has been telling us what to do all along and we have failed. The poor, the refugee, the orphan, the abused, these are God's beloved. Sisters and brothers, you are God's beloved too. That's why we're eating and drinking with the bridegroom. The antidote to despair, I'm sure, is our belief that the bridegroom is still here with us. His love, the endless feast. He still calls us to follow him every day anew, transforming ourselves and our communities and our church. So rather than despair, today, may we take up garments and wineskins, old and new, with wisdom and direction. May we speak out the truth. May we act so that the fabric of our many lives can be stitched together by the Holy Spirit into one world of warmth and beauty.